All right, welcome back. Mornings with Dave and Schrady rolling on. It's Western Wisconsin sports leader WKTY Lacrosse 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Joined on our five-star telecom talk and text line by the aforementioned Caledonia Warriors head coach Carl Frichte, who has just picked up their seventh state title in the last 11 years. It just sounds unfathomable when you put together those things, Coach. But we really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule and joining us this morning. How you guys feeling after picking up another state championship?
Well, we're really proud, Dave and Matt, of our young people. Our kids just played very businesslike and, you know, just really excited for them. You know, each group is unique, and we're happy for them.
Coach, talk about it, you know, winning so many in a row now, three in a row here. Does it ever get old? I mean, is it the same satisfaction winning this one as you got the first time?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the first is always, you know, it's like a big stress reliever. You know, it sort of validates what you're trying to do, what you're trying to get through to kids. But, yeah, this is just as sweet, just as special. You know, like I was telling the media up in the Twin Cities, you know, every group is unique and different and special, and each group has their little battles, you know, the mental stress that goes on in kids' lives and how they overcome it and how they use football. And so, yes, and all this ties in, Matt, to how special this is. So, yes, it's still very, very special.
Coach, talk a little bit about your quarterback. He's the hottest thing. Everybody's talking about Owen King. It's Owen King fever around here. Everybody wants to know. How is he not playing football in college?
Well, he just loves basketball more, Matt. And, you know, I guess what our coaching staff wants to focus in on is that here you have a young man who loves basketball and he loves football. He just loves basketball a little bit more, and that's great. We are happy with that. All we care about is that he gives 100% and he does that. And, you know, what a great example in today's age. You know, with everybody quitting and vice versa, too. We got kids quitting other sports. Well, I'm going to concentrate on football. And, you know, we got kids quitting football to concentrate on whatever, hockey, wrestling, basketball. And we just think it's nonsense. It's all about competing and just playing and being with your brothers. And, you know, it's okay. We always tell the boys it's okay to love another sport more than – you know, than football. We just want you to give 100%. And with that philosophy, I think you see what you get out of the Owen King type of young man. And so we're just really proud of him, Matt, to be, you know, real frank with you.
Well, Owen King, Coach Frichte, you know, really showing his dedication to the football program here since he took over as your starter as a sophomore. He has thrown for 8,621 yards, 139 touchdowns, 25 rushing touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers would be proud to have those stats. Now, in the championship game against Pipestone, again, for the listeners that are not aware yet, Caledonia defeated Pipestone and the Arrows 57-6, your 41st game in a row. Owen had 246 yards, threw five touchdowns, and rushed for another on the ground. Now, that ties a Prep Bowl record for total touchdowns in a game. But as much credit as we give to a guy like Owen King, let's talk about another one of your seniors, Sam Barthel. This guy had a huge performance for you guys on the biggest stage. Where is Sam's mind at right now? What is he looking to do? Because I'm unfamiliar. Is he going to play college football? Is he just going to be going to college as a student? What does his future hold?
Well, first of all, Sam, we're just so blessed and honored that he was able to come back from his little accident. You know, as you know, guys, we live in deer country. So he came back from a car accident. Our trainer, Danielle, did a great job getting him back and going through concussion protocol. And we were just blessed to have him back. You know, my son Isaac has been helping us, and Isaac has, you know, talked to me privately that, you know, not only can Andrew Gorgon and Jordan Berg play college football as wide receivers, he also believes Sam can.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing with Sam is he's had a tough high school career where he's been banged up, just freaky, silly, I don't know. It's like God is testing him, I think, guys. And we feel like he can play college football, but again, that'll be up to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll help him in any way. Right now, he's probably going to take a couple of days off, I hope, and then get ready for, you know, Coach Brad King and the basketball team. But yeah, Sam is quite the talent. We feel he can even get a lot faster. And the upside is just huge for him.
You know, you mentioned your son there. I wanted to throw that out there, too. Now, we haven't heard about Isaac here for a while. Is there anything going around the rumor mill, anything happening with him, or is he moved on from the NFL?
No, he hasn't moved on, Matt. He's he actually had a tryout with the team, and the team said they really liked him.
Nice.
You know, his agent just keeps telling him it's a business thing. You know, he's working out. He actually works with Brad King Construction, and then he helps us. So, last night watching the Pittsburgh-Green Bay game, you hear about one of the Pittsburgh guys that he actually had to sit out here and then came back. And, you know, Isaac's just he's hungry, but yet he's also realistic, and we know who's in charge. So, I guess I bring him up because he's been there, done that more than, I have. So he knows what it takes to be a wide receiver in college. So.
Well, you know what, again, we're talking with head coach of the Caledonia Warriors, Carl Frichte, his son Isaac, nearly made it on the Vikings squad this season. I was watching some pregame stuff yesterday, and I'm seeing one Kurt Warner, and thinking to myself as the Chargers got set to play later on in the afternoon that this guy was bagging groceries right before he was the greatest show on turf. And you're just never entirely sure when opportunity is going to come knocking again, but staying ready is definitely the key. And I think that that's exactly what you, coach, have gotten your players, not just the seniors in this year's class, but all the freshmen and the juniors, the sophomores that are going to be coming up through your classes, in the future. You're getting them ready for the kind of football that Caledonia likes to play. Now, after this third straight championship, losing a guy like Owen King, what are you as a coaching staff sort of angling for next year? How are you going to keep the blades sharp? What are you going to be looking at to sort of make sure that everybody is as focused as they were coming into this season?
Just sort of the same, Dave. It's just the same philosophy, just the same mentality, about just doing it the right way, being businesslike. Our team's going to be a little bit different, but that's okay. That's high school sports. That's high school football. Right now, from the football aspect, we just want them to enjoy their winter season, their spring season, and then we'll talk to, I'm hoping that Noah King will be ready to go, but of course, he's fighting through some injuries, and we just want him to get healthy here for the basketball season, it's hard, Dave, with high school kids. You just never know what's going through their brain, but you just try to talk to them about being businesslike and just doing the right things.
Talk a little bit too here, coach, about this Spring Grove team too. Of course, a couple of your disciples, and they were up there too, winning a state championship right before you guys were playing. Talk a little bit about their program and your connection with that as well.
Well, first of all, they deserve all the credit. It's like I told the media up in the Twin Cities, this is all Zach Hauser and his staff and his kids. The connection is awesome, and we do talk, but I want to make very clear, guys, that this is them. This has nothing to do with me. We're proud of Zach and Cody Moore just because they're our guys, and it's a local town. It's like I said in the one paper, we really do. We cheer for all the local teams. When the lacrosse and area, we saw Bangor won and all that. We're excited. We want the attention being on southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa. There's plenty of, awards to go around for everybody. There should be no jealousies. And we're excited for Zach and Cody because they worked their tails off.
Well, coach, we're very excited for the future of Caledonia Warriors football and all of your games broadcast on 94.7, our classic hit station. Coach Frichte, we appreciate you coming on the show with us so very much. Understand you got a lot of different responsibilities and people vying for your attention, but we do, again, appreciate your time here this morning. Hopefully we get a chance to catch up with you before the beginning of next season as well and talk about this Warriors football team and what you guys are looking forward to making another run to that state championship. Coach Frichte from the Caledonia Warriors, thanks again, bud.
You bet. Thank you, Dave and Matt. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, coach.